That means you don't like the person, you fire them, and you could run into legal problems. My advice is to measure the 3, 4, or 5 most important job duties, job descriptions, that are measurable. Anything that they do in their job description that is a measurable quantity that they can measure daily, you want to measure it daily. It takes them just 5 seconds to fill it out, but it gives you a stat report, a statistic on what they accomplish. For instance, let's say you have a person in sales, and their stat sheet says, I made 95 calls today, I closed 6 of them, I have 14 left messages, and you have a stat sheet to know exactly what truly has occurred from their activities. Because people will confuse being busy with being productive. With Betty in my office, she sits at a phone, she takes care of finances, she does sales, does many things. I made her do an analysis, it took over an hour, and I said, what does it cost you to use up this cubicle of space per rent? What does it cost you for this air conditioning? How many reams of paper do you use? How much is the computer that we're using? What's the depreciation value of it? And I went through and did a cost analysis of every employee. And I sat with Betty, and she discovered that if she didn't produce at least $1,700 a day, she was not productive. Beforehand, in her mind, she thought as long as she produced what she cost in her salary per day, she was safe. How many of you understand the difference? Because an employee who doesn't have the big picture will think smaller than the person that has the global vision. So you must be able to see the actual productivity margin on each of the people that work for you if you want to make bigger profit margins. So then you feel more confident in charging for the service or figuring out how to streamline to make a better profit margin. Because if you do not make a profit, you do not stay in business. Now, so you measure statistics and maybe measure the top 5 job duties that are measurable in each person's job duties. And they fill this out at the end of the day. It just takes a second. It turns to the people who manages them, and it keeps in their file. And every quarter, when you do an evaluation, you pull out the statistic form to look at the objectives and what they created, and you look at the subjective, and now you manage them subjectively and objectively. This helps. One next thing. Let's say you have a person that seems not as motivated and loyal to the company. Here's a tool that is very valuable. And I call it a productivity, motivation, and loyalty form. In the far left column of this form is the job description. So what you do is you have them list, this is a blank form when you give it to them, and you have them write down basically what they do in brief phrases. Answer telephone, collect, call on sales. What are the basic job description? What do they do in brief phrases? And to make a list of every one of the things that they do, the primary things that they do every day. That's the first column. This can be done quarterly, and I guarantee you results. If you do exactly what I tell you, I can guarantee you more productivity, more motivation, and more loyalty out of any employee. It works. If you do exactly what I'm telling you. You fill out the job description in this column here. You over here is the company mission and highest values or goals. The company mission and the highest values and goals it's standing for. What's it trying to accomplish? Does it want to be number one company? Does it want to be the biggest sales of bagels? Does it want to have the largest distribution of bagels in all of Spain, if that's the company mission? Or to have the finest, most respected organizational franchise throughout all Spain? Whatever that goal is, the highest value of the company. That goes here, and that's written out here. The middle column is the employees' highest values, dreams, or objectives. The highest values of the employee. What, in other words, what is it that's most important to them?